Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3, and Claire Huang is the Hong Kong correspondent for The Straits Times, who joins us every week with an update and analysis of the latest from the territory. Claire, always a pleasure.
Hi, Howie. Always my pleasure as well.
So bring us up to speed, though, on the COVID-19 situation in Hong Kong.
Well, Howie, hundreds have been sent to quarantine centres. That's because the government has been aggressively ordering mandatory testing as they do contact tracing now that they've found the more infectious South African COVID-19 variant in the community, right? And they're trying to determine how this variant has been spreading. The Centre for Health Protection has found a possible link between the infection of a man who flew in from Dubai in March and three foreign domestic helpers who got the variant. Now, the man from Dubai, he is the city's first case, although this is imported. Turns out he and his friend attended a family gathering at a public housing flat in Chai Wan in mid-April. And then 5 days later, three of the guests at that gathering then attended another get-together in Sham Shui Po 5 days later, and the three helpers were present. So that's how the three domestic helpers got the variant. And if we look at the number of confirmed local infections alone, it's been hovering mostly in the low single digits the past month. And the past week, we have had mostly zero local cases. So that's a good sign for the Hong Kong-Singapore travel bubble.
Right. And speaking of the domestic helpers, health officials initially said they wanted to roll out mandatory inoculations for this 370,000 of them in the city, mostly from the Philippines and Indonesia. But they're reviewing this controversial policy. Why controversial? What's the story there, Claire?
Well, that's because we have had three helpers detected with the variant virus, right? And last week, the Labour Secretary, Lau Chee Kwong, mooted the idea that they're going to tie the helper visas, so those who want to get the visas and those who want to renew the visas, to getting vaccinated. And it didn't help matters, right? It was a bit silly because he said that at that time, he said, people who don't like the idea don't come to Hong Kong to work. And if people in Hong Kong a lot of families rely on helpers, a lot of care homes. Now they also, at that point in time, he also ordered all the helpers to get themselves tested. So they have until Sunday to do it. After what he said, after this compulsory testing and the idea of tying, the vaccination policy for visas, right? Migrant worker groups and the Philippines consulate criticized the move. They said that it's racist, it's discriminatory, it's unjust.
Yeah. Talk to us more about vaccination. Is there a light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, a flicker. The health secretary, Sophia Chan, told Parliament this week that they're looking into cutting quarantine for those who are fully vaccinated. By fully vaccinated, we're talking about two jabs, and you have to wait at least 14 days. So currently, anybody who enters Hong Kong from places not including the mainland, Macau and Taiwan, everybody else will have to be quarantined for 21 days. People coming in from Singapore, for example, Australia, New Zealand, they only need to be quarantined for 14 days. So I guess, there's a silver lining somewhere.
Earlier this week, though, Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said the government was working on fake news legislation. What was the impetus for this?
Well, she said on Tuesday that, Hong Kong is working on this fake news law to tackle misinformation, hatred and lies. But she said that there is no timetable for the legislation. This must be tied to the overall landscape. And recent times, a major overhaul of the public broadcaster RTHK led by a newly appointed bureaucrat who has no media experience. This has been widely seen as a sign that government red lines will soon encircle journalism as they have other sectors such as education. Because if you remember, in education we had liberal studies was singled out as one of the liberal studies is kind of like a current affairs thing, where the teachers talk to the students, using newspaper articles and other material, and then they try to teach them critical thinking. So yeah. This was pointed out as brainwashings, the younger generation into becoming anti-government, anti-establishment, anti-China. So, now there's this fear that, journalism will be next.
Yeah. Speaking of legislation and moving to Hong Kong's electoral overhaul, LegCo will have its second debate on reform bill on May the 26th after the bills committee wrapped up its first round on Monday. What else do we know?
Under the overhaul, one of the proposals, Howie, was to have a vetting committee to screen candidates who are hoping to join the LegCo or become the chief executive. Now, at a LegCo Bills Committee meeting then, officials proposed that the size of this vetting panel, right, be raised from the maximum 5 people originally, it was 5, to 8 people. The proposal came because they said that this would allow the chief executive appointed committee to add 1 to 3 non-public officers to serve as unofficial members, on top of 3 to 5 public offices.
Also, Hong Kong has ended its longest recession in decades on Monday when the government announced that the economy grew 7.8% in the first quarter of this year. That's nothing to be sneezed at. What do you think contributed to this, and what else did the government forecast?
This recovery comes after GDP declined for a record 6 quarters. So Hong Kong has had a low base to start with. And this recovery is an uneven one that's mainly led by exports and held back by weak consumer spending and a slow vaccine rollout. How does this all come into play? Now, the latest data showed that the export sector is booming, but consumption remains subdued. So the city's hotels, retail shops, that are reliant on tourism spending. Tourists are not coming over here, especially visitors from the mainland, and the border closures have hurt these sectors. Retail sales also unexpectedly slowed in March. So the city's ability to reopen so that, the economy will fully rebound from the pandemic will depend on the vaccination rollout. And low participation so far is hindering the economy's outlook. We have had over 1 million people who have gotten at least the first dose or the second dose of the vaccination, of the vaccines so far. So the rollout is quite low in terms of, because we've got 7.5 million population. So that's about 15% of the population. So if you look at it this way, then they have to ramp up vaccination in order to do something about the borders, in order to facilitate, tourism and things like that. So the government will announce revised figures for first quarter GDP, as well as its latest projections for full year growth. Next week, it's expected to go up. So it's revised upwards. Previously, Financial Secretary Paul Chan estimated that Hong Kong's economy will expand by about 3.5 to 5.5% this year. But we're expecting an upward revision.
All right, Claire, always grateful for your insights. Stay safe.
You too. Thank you, Harry.
Claire Huang, Hong Kong correspondent for The Straits Times. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.